Welcome to the Lunchtime Podcast.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of your Lunchtime Podcast. It's our Fuck Yeah Friday edition. This one's a bit of fun, bit of a laugh, bit of a quick one. You know how it works. Go give it a listen and enjoy. Guess who's black? Black again. Ronnie's black. Tell your friends.
Ah! Hello, Ronnie.
Hey, mate. Friday.
Yeah, mate.
I've been waiting all week for
it. I've been waiting all morning for it to be Friday.
Have you?
All morning.
Through Friday all morning.
Oh, I feel like I'm in a silly mood. Rugby league grand final weekend.
Like doing something stupid.
It's a long weekend.
Like a stupid day.
I do stupid shit every day. Like I come to work at least every day during the week. I do that. That's a bit silly.
Mm. Yeah, it is.
The things you got to do for money. I might just become a prostitute.
Yeah.
Hmm.
No, I reckon you need more money at work.
You like? Yeah, now my luck, I could have charge like $5 an hour, and it's always in 5 cent pieces. Make me sound rich. Walk around with a bag of 5 cent coins.
Fuck overboard.
Weekend's just about upon us. What are you up to? Barbecue tonight?
No.
You motherfucker.
No barbecue.
Every Friday you're saying, "Oh, barbecue tonight." It's become a tradition. The listeners want the barbecue, mate.
Well, I'm breaking it.
Well, you're breaking the hearts of the listeners.
But there will be a barbecue some stage.
Not tonight. Well, it's not Friday, is it? It's not your tradition.
It's not. My in-laws are over.
Oh, Jesus. So you're locking up the house and pretending you're not home. That's why there's no barbecue.
That's it. If they smell it, they'll know we're home.
They smell it, they... Oh, yeah.
So, we're going out to dinner somewhere tonight. Don't know where, don't ask me.
What, you're going to go to the, what's that place in the coast? A fucking hotel. Oh, Palazzo Versace. What, you're going to hire out the penthouse with the coins from the center console of your car?
It's all my 5 cent pieces. No, not sure where.
It's all right. The listeners know, mate. They know what you like.
They don't know what
you like. They know you Jew bastards.
They don't.
They're like, you rich Jewish bastards.
I'm not Jewish.
Well, you are. You're the first white Lebanese black Jew.
I'm closer to Jewish than I am Lebanese. What are you doing?
Oh, just slumming it, being a hoe bum, you know. We don't get 5 cent pieces in our world.
Do you?
No.
Yeah,
we can't afford Palazzo Versace penthouse for dinner.
Would you like an invite so you can experience it?
You buying?
Yeah, I'm buying.
Tell you what, I'm fucking rather tempted. I'm what you call fiscal.
Here we go. What
tight.
Is that?
Tight.
Fiscal.
My wallet, it groans.
It snaps because never opened it as life.
Mate, the moment there's money in it, it's like, fuck, I'm fat. I'll put on weight. I'm never this heavy.
I rarely have cash in.
Nah. I don't trust having a wallet anymore. Well, it's not that I trust having a wallet. I don't trust having... something that you can lose straight away and you can't replace. And that's cash. I've lost $200 before. Left my wallet behind. And I was 2 minutes maybe. I turned around and go back. It was rent money too.
Thievery coach.
Turned around and go back.
Rent money written on it?
Wallet was there. Same spot.
No money.
Bank cards were there. ID was there. Every bit of money was gone.
But someone picked it up, took the money, threw it back on the floor.
So from that day on, I reckon, and that's going over 10 years ago. I reckon from that day on,
really,
I've probably had cash, as in notes, not coins, but notes, I reckon I've maybe 10 times a day.
Really?
Just over 10 years. Yeah. I don't trust.
It's the times though, no one uses cash anymore.
We're becoming a cashless society.
We are.
Like,
the places that don't have airports or whatever, they're like 20 years old now. Catch up with the time.
Not even places that are 20 years old still have airports. But they're trialling in New South Wales having a license on your phone.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Well, you sneaky fucks that wouldn't put licenses on the phone. Oh, okay, pull over. Excuse me, sir, can I see your license? Yeah, no worries, let me pull my phone out.
Oh, my phone's flat.
Oh, okay. Pass me your phone. Oh, yeah, I can see it. Now, I'm going to fine you for using your fucking phone while in the car.
No, you can't do that.
Yes, you cannot. You can't. How people go through drive-thru and they use their phone to pay for FPOS, that's illegal.
Really?
That is actually illegal. You look it up. Police, if they wanted to, they can sit there and watch someone go through a drive-thru to see if they use their phone. If they can, they can pull them over and find them.
What?
So they're telling me that now that they want to be able to put driver's licenses on phones, where a lot
don't
of
you have to have a handbrake on or something? Surely there's
you just
a
cannot
tool.
Use it. You cannot use your phone. They're cracking down on it massively too. They're now putting up cameras, like speed cameras,
I've seen
that will fucking take the photo of you. If recognize there's an algorithm that shows that you're using your phone.
I mean. Say that's true. I see a lot of
countries I hate it.
It's so dangerous. But
I don't like people, especially when they're texting.
Yeah.
I hate that.
But comes to like getting licenses on your phone. Why is everything going on your phone? You know what I mean?
Because that's where.
What if your phone gets flat?
Just where
you're going to get arrested.
Yeah, your phone goes up, you're paying, like, you just had to pay for your car to be serviced, and all of a sudden your phone dies.
Oh, fuck.
What happens?
And you look like an absolute dodgy cunt.
Well, you're going to have to go out the back and start sucking some dick. You're going to have to smoke some pole, Ron. You're going to have to go out the back, smoke some pole to pay for the rest of it.
For the rest of the week.
What happens if you lose your phone?
Oh, there you go. Cop pull you over. Can I see your license? Well, see, I lost my phone. Nah, bullshit. Lockdown.
But in saying that, it's pretty hard to steal someone's phone these days. With all the fucking technology.
Yeah. Right. Not so much steal it. Find it. You can find it.
Do you have sat tracking on your car?
What?
Like
no.
That?
No, hang on. If you crash?
We'll see. I'll be able to track my car if someone was to carjack me. Because there's a thing on the keys. I've got that little thing that from that company called Tile.
Tile, never heard of it.
It's like Find My iPhone, but it's like a little...
For cars.
No, it's not for cars.
No.
I'll show you what it is.
For keys.
I've got keys here. No, it's not specifically for keys, but you put it on your keys. It's that thing there.
And it literally looks like a tile.
It literally looks like just a little plastic fucking tile. And you can... It's like Find My iPhone.
And you connect to your phone and see where your keys are.
So, yeah. So If I put the keys down somewhere and I can't find it, I can open up the app on my phone.
Yeah, was it that?
Got it for free. Got a Google Home Mini. And it came for free with it.
Google Home Mini, what does that like?
Can't really use it.
Yeah?
The novelty wore off really quickly.
Who was listening to it?
Because it's a case of it's one of these smart devices that's basically created to go along with a smart house. Like friends of mine, they've got like they can sit there and hey Google, turn the lights off,
yeah,
because they've got the smart lights.
It's no good having that without the red.
Like, I think
you can play music or something, can't
you? Yeah, but you can only do it through Spotify or whatever.
You don't have it.
I've got Spotify now.
Do you make you subscribe to them and pay for them?
Not to use it, but if you want to play music.
Yeah. Amazon?
That's that Alexa.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's a completely
yeah.
different one. But my little boy, he gets enjoyment out of it when he remembers it, see? Because he goes and asks facts about World War II. And
mm.
He wants all the... You and him would get along really well. He likes Nazis. You're a Nazi?
I'm not a fucking Nazi.
Oh, sorry, you were just part of the Hitler Youth Camp. My bad. That's where you went to school, Hitler Youth Camp. He's obsessed with, not so much Nazis, but the German army. I don't know why. I'm starting to worry. If he starts shaving, if he starts shaving his head and wearing blue contacts...
Oh, jeez.
And stops being friends with black people and...
Yeah. Sanderson starts drawing those swastikas everywhere.
He does. He's drawing swastikas
no,
on stuff.
Started.
But you know, swastikas aren't actually really Nazi.
What is it?
It's from Buddhist culture. When you actually have a look at some Buddha statues, here.
Hang on, can I interrupt you for a second?
No, you may not.
We had a debate yesterday about meat pies.
That's right. I don't like big chunks of steak in a meat pie.
It's not a pie if you don't have chunks of steak.
It is. You know party pies?
Yes.
That's how pies used to be, but in a large scale.
This is 20th century. There's no such thing as mince pies anymore. It's chunky. And they're the way you should eat them.
No.
Yes, it is.
It ruins my experience.
How?
Because it's just too much chewing. You're getting big, thick chunks.
You don't want to chew, you swallow it.
Dry steak.
Oh, God.
You cannot tell me.
That's the way pies are these days. And they have to
shitty.
Be. No, chunky.
I've never gone up to a baker and gone, excuse me, can I have one of your shit pies? Oh, yeah, you want one of the chunky steak ones. Yeah, that's what I said. The shit pies.
No. That's how you eat them.
Chunky steak pies are bullshit.
They're not.
Because the steak is always dry. It's terrible.
Put a poll out there. I want to know.
I've got a poll for you here, and you can fucking smoke that one.
I want to smoke that.
Yeah, come on. Leave us a voice message, guys.
Yeah, I want to know.
Let us know what you think about
chunky,
big, dry.
Why label it chunky steak pies or
plain mince pies?
Sloppy.
They're not sloppy. Sloppy is a porn star after a fucking train's been run on it. That's sloppy.
Which is exactly what it means.
That is not what these pies
yes,
are.
Yes, it is.
Well, you know what the chunky steak pies are then? It's a set of guys' balls going into your mouth.
Oh, my God.
If the mince pies are ruddy, that's a porn star that's had a train run on it.
Ruddy?
Runny. Huh. R-U-N-N-Y.
Not
R-U-T-T. I'm going to start a GoFundMe page, and I'm going to get see if you guys will donate so we can buy Ron dictionaries and hearing aids. And hopefully Urban Dictionary has an actual hard copy book that they've got out.
Is that the dictionary thing I googled yesterday?
Yeah.
Paul Smoker should not be in a fucking dictionary. At all. There should be... No
Paul Smoker, no, they shouldn't be in my bedroom.
No.
I'm sorry.
There should be no such thing as
chunky steak pies. You might as well just be putting someone's balls in your mouth.
No,
because that's what it's like.
Chunky steak, you know the pepper.
The little balls.
No, they're not.
You know chunky steak and pepper pies. That's balls with pubic hair.
They're not.
It is.
It's not.
They're terrible. Absolutely terrible because the steak is always dry and chewy.
Go and ask 10 people out there. And put a line in the middle and then stroke chunky or mint.
We can ask 10 people, and I'm telling you now, all 10 people will
be
wrong.
Would you rather be chunky?
They will be wrong.
No, they won't be, because chunky is the best.
Yeah, but you're wrong.
Listen here, Matt. Chunky is the best.
I'm listening, but I'm not hearing what you're saying.
Well, take it in, mate.
Again, see, you with the ball references, take it in. Smoking.
You're the one that's pole smoking and.
Chunky bits of steak are like testicles.
They're not.
They are.
They're square.
It doesn't matter. They're roughly probably about the same size.
They're not.
And it's too much effort. It's like, I also think sometimes that spare ribs.
Oh,
As delicious as they are, that's a lot of effort for little me.
It's not a lot of effort. It's a lot of mess. For little me.
Yeah, but you've got to put an effort in to make that mess. So it's a lot of effort for little me.
It's good fucking meat.
But I tell you what, I have had a taste of them in Thailand. A full rack of ribs. Mm. How much do you reckon you pay here on average?
Just full rack? Fuck, I don't know.
It's not average. You'd say 40 odd, maybe $50 or something for a full rack?
Yeah, whatever. I wouldn't have good. $3.
Place where I like to eat in Thailand, you can get the full rack, and these are a rack of ribs from a cow that's done steroids for 20 years and lifted 3 times a day, every day. They are the biggest ribs you've. I think dinosaurs are actually still alive, and I think that's where they've got them from.
Yeah, right.
They are massive. $15.
Dude, comes with stomach 15, bugs at all.
$15. They are ribs the size. Each rib is as thick as your forearm.
Is it?
They're huge.
Do they have much meat on them?
It's literally. The racks that they get would go from my wrist to just past my elbow.
Mm.
They're massive. And they're like that thick each. They're about fucking long.
We had some in Canada. Holy fuck. What a good rib. Good rib.
You know what you get in Canada?
Bears.
Pie without massive chunks of steak in it that tastes like shit.
Pies without.
But you get poutine. Poutine?
Yeah, man, that's fucking weird.
Have you tried it? Yeah. What's it like?
It's not.
Because it's
people rave on about it.
It's cheese
it's
curd
chips.
Or something. It's chips with cheese curd and
shit. It's got all shit all over it. Oh, fuck, it's not that great. People rave on about it. I'm like, what the fuck is this? You know, obviously, okay, let's try it.
Because, one of the things I've been doing for years, there's a guy I used to work with, his name was Richard. I actually, it was for a local corner store up in Rockhampton.
Gravy and cheese or something.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Gravy and cheese with chicken salt.
I think that's what it was.
It's good.
Yeah,
but
they're very worried about like the best thing in the world.
But they use cheese curd as well. I know there's cheese curd with it. I've never had cheese curd. You could have a bowl of cheese curd right here and go, do you know what this is? And I'd be like, the dry jizz of 80 men? Well, no, I don't fucking know.
The mince out of a mince pie?
But one of the jobs I had when I was in high school, I used to mow the lawn and stack shelves for the local corner store.
Mow the grass.
And there was, I used to mow the lawn.
No.
Yep.
My front of the lawn.
No.
You're talking about grass.
Nope. I used to mow the lawn. Anyway, I used to get tips for free, for the hell of it. Even if, you know, they just bring them out to me. It's like, oh, sweet. But there was a guy that was working there, his name was Richard, and I reckon he was the inventor of this. They're chips with melted cheese and barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
I'd never seen it anywhere else. I'd never heard of anyone doing it. And within 6 months,
everyone
was doing
it.
And I reckon this guy invented it. But he also had a curly mullet.
Oh no.
And a really weird C-grade porn actor mustache.
Oh, you had a mullet at some stage.
No.
Come on.
No.
At all?
No. I have had long hair though. Not a mullet, but actual long. My hair was like, oh fuck. It's a decent movie, so you've never seen it, but if you ever see The Crow.
Seen it?
Bullshit.
No, I haven't.
Knew it straight away. If you look up Bruce Lee's son, who played the character, my hair was like that. I actually went to a costume party as that character. That's how long the hair was. But
Come on, eat apple. We gotta go.
Nah. Nah. I'm an adult. You can't make me. I will spike your coke with Molly.
You will not.
I'd love to do that to you. I'd love to just drop something, even if it's Panadol, and just sort of stare at your drink until you know, so you watch you panic.
It feels like a motherfucker.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Wouldn't that be funny, though?
I'm sure it would feel.
If you dropped like a little Panadol tablet after talking the story that we've told about Bert Kreischer being hit.
Spike
with Molly.
I'd probably pour it out.
Imagine the panic on someone's face.
What's going to happen to me?
Like, here they are drinking it already, and then they see the tablet, and they're like, what's going
to
happen?
It was just a plastic tablet.
Fuck.
I'm going to do it to you.
Anyway, I reckon, look at that time, we might as well call it. So,
good day, Friday.
Friday. Anyway, guys, enjoy your weekend.
Bye.
Say bye, Ron.
Bye.
Ha ha! Well, that's it, guys. Another episode done. Hope you enjoyed it. It was a bit of fun, a bit of a laugh. And just say no to chunks of meat in pies. It's just wrong. Remember to follow us and give us the likes on Facebook and Instagram. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, and wherever you get your podcasts. And remember to leave us a voice message, and we'll play your voice message on the show. We'll answer your questions best we can. It's the long weekend, so remember to take the weekend like you're the big dick in the room, and enjoy the long weekend. If you're into the Rugby League Grand Final, Canberra versus Roosters, hope you enjoy it. Hope it's a good game. Up those Raiders. Also, remember to leave us a voice message. And we'll definitely play your voice message on the show. Anyway, guys, enjoy the long weekend. And I guess that's it. I'm out.